Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Happy Monday, friends.
Happy
welcome back.
Happy Monday. It is our
100th episode. Holy shit.
Can you believe it?
No, I just started sweating profusely.
She's sweating profusely. She's also wearing a sweatshirt. It's very hot.
It's why.
It's very hot.
But you gotta sport the merch. Come on.
Oh my God, she loves a merch.
Love a merch.
Brenda, 100 episodes.
That's fucking crazy.
We've been doing this for 100. How have we had enough shit to talk about for 100 episodes?
I don't know, but I feel like we're gonna go... Oof,
and I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of shit to talk about.
Literally. Oh, good thing. It's going to be a long project.
It's going to be a long, long shelf life. Don't throw us out anytime soon.
No, honey.
We're like the can of beans in the back that you have for ages.
Did you just get embarrassed of beans? I guess that's good. Beans are good.
Beans are good. Lots of, you know,
things.
Healthy.
Lots of healthy.
You can make them, you know, a bunch of different ways.
Oh, yes. They're multifaceted, if you will.
Just like us. Oh! Okay, well, anyway. Happy 100 episodes to us. We should have gotten a cake.
To us, to you.
Thanks for being here. But seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
To everybody that has been here for this ride so far. We've come a long, long way.
Sure
things are different.
Things are so different.
You've watched me and Brenda go through a lot already. The show has changed. We've changed. And we're really glad that you guys are on this journey with us to figuring out this little thing called the decade of your 20s.
Yeah, my goodness. You guys have really been along for all this. I feel like we've been hearing more and more from you. So please continue to reach out to us. Yeah. Let us know what you think of the episodes. It really means the world to us. But it's crazy to think that how this all started, which I know we're going to get into, and like kind of where we are now.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And in honor of our 100th episode, you now get to watch us record on YouTube. So now you guys can watch us do this thing that we do on the YouTube. You will have our guest episodes up there. So everything that you're hearing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're getting your podcasts, you can now watch us do it because sometimes we do some weird things.
And now they're going to know. Now if we have a video of ourselves or mom or someone, we could just, hi guys.
Hey. Yeah, so you can watch us on YouTube. So go over there to YouTube, type in Roaring Twenties Podcast, hit that subscribe button so that you are up to date.
Yes. You wouldn't want it any other way.
And then maybe we'll have some like other content on there as well. Who knows?
Oh, heck yeah. A day in the life, Brenda and
Sneak.
Julia. What we do post-episode, strawberries. Chocolate covered.
I love a dessert. Even if it's
three in the afternoon. We need dessert.
Because we deserve it.
Yes, everybody does.
So we're going to talk today a little bit about our story for anybody that's new to the podcast and joining us here on YouTube. And we're going to talk about some of the things that we've learned in this crazy journey to our 100th episode, as well as some of the advice that we've gotten over these 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't done any kind of like recap thing, and it's going to be, you know, less of like, oh, recap listening back, but like more of a conversation about that and what we've learned and how we've changed. And, you know, we just all want to feel a little less alone. And I hope that this has been helping some people do that.
Yeah. We're in this together, baby.
We're all in this together. We've gotten some great advice.
We really have over
these 100 episodes, and I'm excited to like take a look back at some of it.
Yeah,
because you forget that.
You
shit.
Do. You really do until it's like 2 a.m. Like, oh my God, Shanae told me this once, and now I get it. But before we go into everything for today's episode, we wanted to tell you guys about Thursday's episode. Oh, we have someone incredible. We have Bailey Payton. So at the Bailey P on Instagram, on our podcast on Thursday, we had the best conversation with her. We literally felt like the best of friends. We stayed before the episode, after the episode, and we just chatted it up, got to know her better on a more personal level.
Her energy is incredible.
It's so great. She's just so welcoming, so friendly, and I feel like you can really tell that she cares about people and wants people to grow and pursue their passions, and she's so inspiring. So she is a curve model, a content creator. She's so bubbly and brave and really shares her journey to confidence.
See,
authentic. her journey to confidence and all the things. Definitely check her out.
And we talk about so much. Like, we talk really about confidence, self-love. We talk about relationships. Yeah. We, like, went on a real deep dive about that and, like, how you view yourself in relationships. Mm. It was such a good episode. Really, I really feel like, you know, our goal here is always to make people feel less alone and, like, to figure this shit out together, because your 20s are fucking crazy. And I feel like it was just, like, such a wonderful sit down with friends. Yes. And, like, I think you guys are going to feel that way, too, when you hear the episode.
Yeah.
And there's just so many, she gives so many, like, tangible tips, yeah, amazing pieces of advice.
Totally. It's, it was just so, the episode was so aligned with our mission, and it was also really all-encompassing. So I feel like we dove into, like, 500 different topics. And she did such a beautiful job of just, like, making everybody know, like, that where you are is okay, and where you're meant to be, and gave tips on, like, how to move forward if you're feeling stuck. Yeah. And it's what we need right now. So be sure to check out Bailey's episode on Thursday. Best time. And let us know what you think.
Yay! So, Brenda, you know what time it is.
I sure freaking do.
But for anybody that doesn't know, that might be new here, we do this little thing that we like to call Pride and Pickle. And what Pride and Pickle is we share something we're proud of for the week, and then something that we can use a little help with that.
Yeah, when you're stuck in a pickle.
It's not a failure. You're just a little, you're stuck in a pickle. You put it on a sandwich. You eat it up. It gives a nice crunch. You need a little excitement on your sandwich.
Of course.
Of course, of course. So, Pride and Pickle goes a little something like this. It's time for Pride and Pickle!
Holy shit. For anyone that thinks that this is just a show and she's doing this thing just because we're on the tube, you're wrong, because she does this every week when it's just me and her that can see each other.
Every single week.
So, with all that being said, my pride this week, let's see. On our very first episode, episode number one, I talked about really, really wanting to, like, learn to just let little things go. Yes. Because I put a lot of emphasis in a certain given moment. So, I really just, like, I was with Chris yesterday, and I feel like, just those, like, little things that, like, make you, I don't know, like, set you off for a second, like, emotionally, you're like, oh, man, like, meh. And I just was able to be like, hey, you know what, like, this is how this made me feel. Again, like, literally solely something in my own head. Hey, I wanted you to know this is how this made me feel. And then I just released it.
Oh, and I love that for you.
Amazing.
No need to hang on.
No need to hang on. And it's crazy because we talked about this.
How much time do we waste hanging on to shit once it's solved?
So much. And then also, it was, Julie, I'm going to, you know what, we're being real raw and authentic. I was upset because he didn't hold my hand in a moment when I wanted him to hold my hand.
Oh, I totally get that? Upset about that.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Because the thing is, And he, like, he knows, and he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you'd get upset, and because I didn't do it in that moment doesn't mean that I don't love you. I'm like, I know that. I know that doesn't mean that you don't love me, but, like, I feel really loved with those moments. And then of course, you get into that, and then you feel guilty because I'm like, but he kisses my forehead a gazillion times a day, and he does this, he does that. So that's a little snippet into my brain, you guys. But I was able to really let it go, and I was proud of myself for sharing how I felt, him validating it, and then just, like, being able to, it didn't ruin the night. It was literally a single millisecond.
I love it. But you so easily can let little things like that ruin the night because we get in our own heads. You're either shaming yourself for feeling the way you're feeling, or you didn't like how something you said was received, like when you express yourself. And it's such a waste. Like, I think it's always important to say what you're feeling. And I love that you did, and that you have the vocabulary to communicate what you feel in a productive way. Because, like, you also so could have easily been like, I hate you. You don't hold my hand. Like, you suck.
I know.
But, like, no. Like, but no, hey, so much feel this way when you do this, and, like, then someone can respond without needing to get defensive or whatever. We talk about that all the time, like, proper tools for communication. But it still would have, even if you did everything right in communicating, it still could have been so easy to hang on to that feeling, but, like, you would have wasted your whole night.
Totally. And that always goes back to our love languages and taking things personally. And I'm trying to be intentional about taking things less personally and trying to see it from someone else's point of view while also still validating my own feelings. 100%. You know, so it's tricky, but proud of that. Then for my pickle, this is so random, but I have such a crazy fear that I'm always going to get a flat tire. Like, anytime I feel a bump in the road, I feel like I'm going to get a flat tire, and then I'm not going to know what to do. Like, I don't know why. Every single time I drive here, or, like, I'm on a highway or something, and, like, I feel a bump, I'm like, do I have a flat tire? Like, every single time. And then I start to think about, what would I do if I had one? I don't know how to change a tire. Who would I call?
I don't know how to change a tire.
I don't know either. Wow. So I just, that's one of my fears, is getting a flat tire. And I've gotten one before, but in a fairly like safe location. We're like, what if I wasn't safe? So yeah.
Oh, I hate that for us. That we don't know how to do that. Should we take a flat tire changing class?
No. I'm not interested.
There's those things that you're like, wow, this would be a really good skill if I knew how to do. Yeah. And I could learn how to do it, but like, let's just hope it doesn't happen. Let's just hope.
In most things, for anyone that's new, we do try to help you and help ourselves navigate things, like, and be prepared for things. But a flat tire isn't one of the things I care to learn about.
No.
I wish for the best. I wish the best for me and for you and for all of you.
I also wish you the best. Amazing.
And you, darling.
Oh, me. My pride this week is that it was a rough week for everybody. There was obviously everything that happened at the Capitol this week, and you know, it was a heavy, I feel like the first heaviness week of 2021 was heavy. And like, I had some personal stuff going on, and like, sure, just all of the things. Like, I think everybody's week was really heavy. It's really hard and important, you know, to not remove ourselves from what's going on politically and socially. But it is hard to like do the stuff that you still kind of have to show up to do when all of that's going on. And then on top of that, if you're having like personal stuff going on. So obviously it was a really heavy week starting 2021 off.
Yeah.
But I am proud of myself for like, I felt like especially on like Tuesday and Wednesday of this past week, like it would have been so easy for me to just say like, fuck it. Like I can't do it today. Like, I'm just gonna do the bare minimum and like sit on the couch. And I was like, I know, even though that feels like that'll feel good, I know that I actually won't feel good when I do that. So like, I had to rev myself up and like give myself that little extra push. And I'm just so glad that I did it, because like, I really easily could have just like sat in my feelings this week. And I acknowledged my feelings. I didn't say they're not here, but I pushed myself to show up for myself in the other areas of my life. And it felt so good. Like, it felt so good. And I was able to reflect after. I would have been like, God, like, look how much you did. Like, you would have felt so stuck still if you didn't like give yourself the push. And for anyone that really does, if you, what you needed to do this week was take the time, 100%. Like, everybody's going to be different. But for me, what felt good was like getting over the hump and doing the push. And I'm just like really glad that I did.
No, that's awesome, Ju. And I'm so proud of you. I know it's really, really hard. And again, it does vary from person to person. Some people need to sit and some people need to.
And I need to be that person too sometimes. But 100%. This week I knew that the push was going to be the thing.
Yes. And I feel like sometimes we undermine, because of course, so many of us do tie productivity to our worth. So it's like a slippery slope kind of. But I do think that sometimes when feeling the feelings and choosing to do the hard things as well, sometimes that really does prove to us just how strong we are, you know. So it is like a really beautiful example of that too. So it really varies, but I think that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. And I felt how different it made you feel that day when we talked, because you made those choices.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest thing for me was like, for someone who's like, oh, but I don't know how to start it, the biggest thing was like starting my day right. Like, I knew that if I wanted to push myself over the hump, like, I needed to start the day right. So like, even when I didn't want to, like, I got up on my alarm and I like did my meditation and I did a short yoga practice to start like most of the days this week, because I knew that would set me up to do the rest of the things that I wanted to do that day. Because if I just had rolled out of bed and then like started trying to like do my other things, I don't think I would have been able to do it.
Yeah.
But starting my day off right with like those practices and reading my Daily Stoic, really committing to my morning routine this week, it helped.
Makes
a lot.
A difference. Absolutely. And Julia's such been difference. So consistent with her yoga.
I'm back on the yoga grind and I'm loving it.
She's loving it. We share a Peloton account and it's so funny because
don't come for us, Peloton.
Oh, don't come for us, Peloton. Did we just admit to a crime? No, we're family.
We're family. It's fine.
Basically, we lived together for many years.
We did. I lived in Brenda's bed for a long time. She hated every second
of it. So we're family. We're actually the same person. We own a business together.
It's fine.
It's fine, Peloton.
It's our business. It's our business.
It's our business account. We pay for it together. Yeah, there we go. 100%. It's on the business card.
Let's just move on past this.
Let's move on past this. Anyway, I was going to say that it's so funny because my Apple Watch tracks Julia's workouts as my own. So some days I'm like, I'm like, ooh, I'm doing great. And then it's like yoga. I'm like, 100% was not me.
Wow, I'm so fit today.
I'm such a fit girl.
Yeah, and I only do like, I do like the 30 minute ones. Like, it's not like a whole hour and you're like, what the heck? Like,
something.
And that's
it's
it. And it really makes a difference.
It's whatever it means to you.
Makes
Time is nothing, baby. It's how it makes you feel. Now tell me your pickle.
Oh my God. What's my pickle? My little pickle. My pickle this week is like over. I feel like I've been overthinking the way I want to show up. In some ways.
Okay.
I don't know.
You got more on that or just that statement? We can ponder ourselves on what that means.
Like, I feel like, yeah. No, I feel like it was something we were talking about the last time you were here. Yeah. It was like feeling like I'm too much.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm getting in my own way about it. Because then when I think about it, I'm like, shut up, Julia. Do what you want to do. Like,
shut up, Julia. You're a boss bitch.
Like, people will come and go. Like, do what you want to do. But I feel like I've just been like putting a lot of like thought, extra energy and thought into that. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
No, I get that. I feel like, no.
No.
I totally get that. And I think that it's like a beautiful thing to be really self-aware and to be reflective. But there's like this, again, slippery slope, using the word again, but slippery slope where it's like, you know, putting so much towards it where it's like almost counterproductive because then you're like overthinking every little piece of it.
Just so
I'm excited to kind of see how that transitions over time. And I think that the idea of being too much is something that a lot of women definitely experience. Again, I'm certain people beyond that do too, but I feel like particularly as a woman, the idea of being too much, asking for too much, needing too much, all these things around the word too much are really, really relevant. And I think that that's especially relevant in people in their 20s because we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know, like, am I asking for too much in asking for a raise and getting details about a job? Am I asking for too much in dating or a relationship? Is it too soon?
Right. It's like constant.
What if I want this? Yeah, it's
like
constant.
Needing to check yourself for that.
Right. When as like, you know, not to get into that, but I feel like it's very much a female driven thing
for sure. Totally is, but we could do a whole nother episode on that.
Or
so tune in for too much on episode 105. I don't know,
105.
I just pulled that out of my asshole. So before we get into like all the advice,
who is she,
who knows? I think for anybody that doesn't know, we should just do a little recap, or like for anyone that forgot and you're like, how are Brendan and Julian knowing each other? Like, how are they family, as one would say when you try to cut corners. but anyway. You know, we're in our 20s, you gotta do what you gotta do on the finance area. So I thought it would just be fun to just give like a little recap of like how we know each other.
Love it. Yeah, so we know each other of a few ways, but we started in the 6th grade. You can hear this in episode 1, but
well, I was in the 6th grade and you were in the 5th grade.
Oh, I'm sorry, big girl.
I'm older.
I'm sorry, big mama.
Big mama. So
yeah, we were in elementary school and we were in a club called Peacemakers. We love to call it an elite group of
elite
nice
group.
People.
We are the elite nice
people. We are the
people.
Elite nice people. The nice people is the beautiful part, because how beautiful to be celebrated for being nice.
I know.
So we would teach the younger kids how to not bully each other and be nice to each other as the elite nice group that we were.
I loved that for us.
Right? Yeah. So that's how we met. We would literally watch VeggieTales, or we would show VeggieTales to
best
these
of the
kids.
Best.
The best of the best. We would show them the top-notch content.
Top-notch.
A vegetable.
Yeah. You think you're getting good content on Instagram? Watch some fucking
VeggieTales. Watch some VeggieTales.
Broccoli,
also
celery.
Gotta be VeggieTales. Hey, we also were talking about Dragon Tales. Also high quality content. But anyway,
love
that's how we met. Then we also expanded our friendship later on, reconnected, if you will, at the Stage/Merrick Theater, where
our
we loved
community
to
theater
act.
In the town we grew up in.
Yeah. It was so funny. So that's really where we connected most, in this one random day when me and Julia, our elementary school connection was lost and then suddenly rekindled on AIM. Her AIM screen name was Miss American Dream.
Also lost like and rekindled like in like 1 month. Like it wasn't like a long time.
No, but it felt like it. Like it was to the point where this random night where we were IMing, is that what we called it? Back and forth
back
from Miss
day.
American Dream to XOMG, it's Brent.
What was your AIM screen
XOMG
name? I want to know.
Oh, you're asking them, not me.
I'm asking them. I know yours.
So we were talking. And then like random night, we're like, do you want to sleep over? And we like, she never even came to my house. Like, we were solely school VeggieTale friends.
Yeah, it's like a class friend, you know, when you have or like a work friend.
Yeah, yeah.
We were work friends.
We were work friends.
We were
at the
real
school,
friends at
student
the time.
Friends. And then suddenly I asked her to sleep over, came over, made some mozzarella sticks. She saw my brother naked, right? Was that the night you saw his little peach yet? and that's that, and the rest is history.
That's that on that. The rest is history. We've been friends ever since.
Ever since. Beautiful, beautiful friendship. Do we want to tell them why we started this podcast?
We can, but I'll also, I just really think that the big piece of advice there is that if you are interested in someone for a relationship, just ask them for a sleepover.
Oh, I don't know if that's the advice.
That's not it.
That's like for sure the worst advice I've ever heard. I'm no dating guru, but apparently neither are you.
No, I didn't mean a romantic relationship. Oh, a friendship.
So not too much.
Anyone.
It just means shoot your shot. The worst that can happen is they say, no, bitch, like, I don't
want to sleep over.
I don't want to sleep over, and that's it. Yeah. Rejection. Rejection is projection. This is just full circle after and after.
It's amazing. Yeah, and then we were, you know, we decided to start this podcast because once we've excelled out of our childhood, our teen years, and we got into our 20s, me and Brenda are like, holy shit, what the heck is going on?
This is painful.
This is painful. Are we alone?
Are we alone?
Are you feeling this way? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling this way. All our friends are maybe feeling this way. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, let's talk about it on a microphone.
Let's do it. Yeah, we were huge podcast fans to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then we would go on our Friday morning mountain walk. On the days when our jobs didn't need us, we'd go on a Friday morning walk, have these conversations, and be like, shit, man, yeah, I feel that way. Other people must too. Let's talk about it live.
Yep. And that's why it's all about making you feel less alone, because this 20s time, it really is crazy. There's so much figuring out that you do. I feel like just in this, and this is a question that I have for you coming up, but I feel like just in this year, I have changed so much, and I know that you have too, and it's crazy like how pivotal these years are and really how much you do change in these years. I feel more like that more than any other, you know, I don't know going forward, but definitely more than in our past decades. Agreed. Like obviously like you grow up, but like I feel like on a deep intellectual level, like the way that you change is just so crazy during your 20s. Yeah. And you're like setting a foundation for your future with when it comes to career and relationship and whatever, and doesn't mean you can't change moving forward, because we're learning that you absolutely is kind of this like building block decade.
I have to agree with that 100%, and I think a big key to why we've changed so much is because we've allowed ourselves to, and we've allowed ourselves of the possibility of like, oh, I don't have to be this way, or things can be different. And I think that allowance is a huge piece, because I think a lot of people stay stuck, even though yes, we shift and our circumstances shift and all that. I think a lot of people don't evolve as much, not because there's anything wrong with them, but I don't think it's the norm. Like, I don't think that we if we don't have these conversations and all the things, that like we know it's an option, or that there is more, or that we're allowed to change. So yeah, I think that's a big piece of it too.
And I feel like that's been the biggest blessing for us with this podcast is that we've never, I mean, we've always been, like, aware and introspective.
Yeah.
But, like, we have never, ever been this introspective before.
No.
And this show has forced us to be, like, so deeply aware and introspective, and therefore has made, like, our friends the same way, because we've been forced to have these conversations and ask ourselves these deep questions. Like, we've been asking our friends them and have kind of forced them to have the conversations with us, too. And it's, like, it's such a blessing, because there is one quote that I'm going to read later from one of our guests, but like it really is to get to do the work now instead of like having to figure it out like later. And of course we're going to keep learning and growing like as life goes on, but I feel like we're just like really setting this show has really like made us ask those questions, I think, before we were truly ready.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And that was one of my like talking about resources and stuff, definitely this podcast. Like I feel like I've still been introspective, but I've like journaled less because I have the opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, this is
you.
Like an out loud journal.
It's the out loud journal, and it's been so cool. And I agree 100% that this is a huge piece of our growth, is coming on here, showing up for ourselves, showing up for our listeners, and just like really diving deep into these topics. It's just made us think about the world so differently. I would like to believe that I, you know, would do all this work anyway, but I don't think I would be close to the most authentic version of myself if we didn't have this show.
No way.
Yeah.
I think it may a little bit, but the amount that it has pushed us to do this like inner work.
Yeah.
No way. If I didn't have people like Emily Pereira or Shanae Alexander or whoever it was coming on here to like encourage me to do that work and tell their stories of because they're out of their 20s, being able for them to look back and see what they would have done in their 20s or could have done or learned, like, we kind of get to like see into the future a little bit. Yeah. And like do the work before we have to. Mm-hmm. You know, before life forces us to, because totally. we get to hear from people about their stories and their journeys, and like, no way if I didn't have those people telling me the things they're telling me. Yeah. And hopefully telling you guys when you're listening, like, no way.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's the coolest part about having these conversations and having these types of guests, is for us to be able to find out more about who we are on a deeper level and what we want out of life. That's like the biggest like ripple effect in the world, because yeah. we will choose people that we want around us that align with our values and missions and all these things. We will choose careers. We will choose everything about our lives will be curated to who we authentically are, as opposed to who we think we're supposed right. to be, because we're who taking we the time. Think
we're supposed to be.
So fuck yeah. This show is amazing.
Oh my God. She loves it.
I love our show.
Speaking of all of that work that we've been doing, what do you think is the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself, or the biggest change that you've seen in yourself since we've started the show?
The biggest change I've seen in myself, I think I've gained a really big sense of confidence and self-belief. And I feel that very much, and of course, like any human being, that wavers sometimes, but I really do feel that if there's anything I've learned more about myself, it's really started to see my worthiness. Mm-hmm. And really started to think about all that I already am and all that I can become because of who I already am.
Yeah.
And I think, or I like to think, that shines through for people who know me.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it 100%. You've evolved so much, really, just in this past year. Yeah. When I say this year, I mean from when we started the show last January. Like, yeah. really, in this year, January to January, you've evolved so much. It's amazing to see.
Thank you.
Of course. I would say two things. Mm. One is, I feel like I was always mature and adult, and I was doing adult things, but I feel like for the first time, I'm truly independent. And, you know, I've always kind of like, I feel like I've always been that way of like beating to my own drum and doing what I want. Yes, but like, absolutely. But I feel really independent. And I think that comes from doing like a lot of introspective work and to get really getting really grounded in like who I am. Yeah. And being a little less shakable about being less shooken by the mm-hmm. like the changing world around me.
Yeah.
And like really being able to like step fully into myself and like be an independent individual.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I can definitely see that in you. And I definitely see the worth in something like that. You know, really believing, oh, I can do this. Oh, I am this. We talk about being shaken and knowing who you are at your core makes every experience you have so different.
And then I think it allows for like the people that I choose to surround myself with. It's like those relationships are just better and deeper because I know I'm independent in myself and can hold my own. And then so like for anyone that I'm gonna, you know, surround myself with, it's just like a more authentic connection.
Absolutely.
To begin with. And then the other thing I would say is like, I always ascribed to the belief that everything happens for a reason. Like, I've always, you know, been the one to be like, oh yeah, everything happens for a reason. Like, but I feel like for the first time in my life, I really believe it. Like, yes. I always ascribed to it, but now I deeply believe it and I choose to believe it. And that's the piece of like, I constantly choose with everything that happens every day to believe that it is happening for a reason.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that is a key to everything, but a key in general is that I've seen within both of us is shifting our true beliefs about the world, about why things happen, about ourselves. And I think that just our beliefs go deeper than literally anything. They guide us not only consciously, but subconsciously. So to actually shift what those things are through doing this work makes all the difference in the world. I've seen it in you, I've seen it in myself, and I've seen it in people around us that have chosen to do the same.
Absolutely. And like we talked about it, I think like on our New Year's Eve episodes about like creating rules for your like laws of the world. And like that's one of my laws. Like the law is that
everything happens for a reason
and so it will.
And so it will.
Yeah. So my next question, Brenda, is what has been one of the best pieces of advice you've gotten from one of our guests?
Yeah. So far.
There's so many.
I know there's so many. I feel like you're going to talk about Shanae, so I won't. Am. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Damn.
No, that's fine. So I won't talk about Shanae, but I feel like first I'll go general and then I'll dig into a few people that stood out to me.
Yeah.
But generally, I feel like it's been a really very lucky that we've had a lot of people that were very relevant to everything we've both been growing through. But I feel like we've also had a lot of people just coincidentally that have talked a lot about different perspectives on body image and wellness and health. And it's really, really shifted just the way that I think, because we've had the opportunity to see all ends of the spectrum in the conversations that are going on in the world of health and wellness and body image. And
I've learned so much.
Right?
So much.
Like so much. Like we've had people like Mary Jalkowski, Mick Zazon, Gabby Mail, Chelsea Culbertson. We've had Bailey Payton. We've had Jordan Syed.
Like Alex Turoff. Like so many incredible.
So many amazing people.
In all different aspects of like.
Yeah. And I feel like it's been really cool because I had an opinion 2 years ago about health and wellness. And then I had another opinion before we started the podcast. And my opinion and feeling about all things health, wellness, how you feel about yourself, self-talk has shifted because we've had all these conversations that have not only taught me, right? But they've also showed me that it's okay to have your opinion change. It's okay to learn about these things. It's okay to listen to what people have to say, respect what they have to say, think about it, and then take what works for you and and leave what doesn't at the time. And that what works for you can also shift. Yes. What worked for me from certain conversations has shifted over the past few months.
And it should.
And it should. And it
That's changed. How we become evolved. That's how the human species goes on. Like you have to constantly shift your opinion. You have to want to be, I think you have to be curious.
Yeah.
You have to constantly be curious and you want to learn and shift and grow because that's growth.
Yeah. And I think that I love that you said curious because I think a lot of times if there is something that we are like, oh, well, I can't think that way. Or, oh gosh, is this me like going back to old behaviors or thoughts or like something like that? I think just allowing ourselves to be curious and asking ourselves let me learn a little bit about this. What does this mean to me? How does this make me feel? And answering it honestly and having the courage to answer it honestly or the ability to answer honestly, because there are so many times we fool ourselves into things, right? So it's just been incredible. And there have been so many amazing episodes, but a few things that stood out to me. So we had the Olympic swimmer, Elizabeth Baizel.
And that episode rocks.
That episode was amazing. And she said something.
The fact that we got to sit down with an Olympian.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
What the fuck? We got to sit down and talk to an Olympian.
Just turn it off. Just end it.
Turn it off.
No, but seriously, like she was amazing and she talked about so many different aspects of swimming. And it's so fascinating because everything she talked about was very relevant to swimming and how that affected her career and all the things. But it still always comes back to the same things we talk about. Mm. How we talk to ourselves, our thoughts and how they translate to the way we perform, routines, all the things. But anyway, she said something about like the way that we talk to ourselves inside of our heads translates to the way our body reacts in any given moment. Mm. And she said it way better than I did, but it just resonated with me so much because it comes back to the whole self-talk type of thing and how we spend so much time in our own heads more than anywhere else. And it's really shifted the way that I think about the things that I say to myself. So
self-talk is so important.
It really is.
And when you could see it from someone like an Olympian, where you can see the direct translation from the way that you talk to yourself in preparation for a race to the way that you perform in a race, when you could see it linearly like that, like when she could say, before this race that I won the gold medal for, I talked to myself positively. And before this race that I got disqualified, like I lost for, I was talking to myself negatively. When you could see that linear, that proof of it, it's like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, totally. And also she said something about everybody does the work, meaning all the swimmers are swimming and preparing to swim, but it goes beyond that. You know, that it's not just about the swimming. It's about what you're saying, what you're thinking, all that.
So important.
Also, I'll just give one more, Jordan Syed.
Oh.
He was like the first person that really shifted the way I thought about health and like allowed me to start to evolve that. No, just like
we love Jordan.
He just really subscribes to the idea of like that whole thing that it's not about what you do but why you do it.
Yeah.
And even if he didn't specifically say those exact words, we asked him so many different questions, and I love that he myth busts all these crazy diet culture things, but also is like, hey, if this is something that you want to achieve, there are so many components beyond physical health.
Yeah.
But he myth busted a lot of things for me, or not myth busted, but he shifted the way that I thought,
put into perspective. Yes.
Yeah. Different things awesome. About like nutrition and wellness and just like fitness goals and motivation and I love the way that he's very like bold, and
he's
love
not,
the
he's
way
no, he not, he's not gonna beat around the bush.
No, and I love that because I think we do that a lot. And we sugarcoat and we go around things. And I'm a big like sugarcoater too. But I love that he's just like, this is the reality. And if this is something that you want, you can get there. But there are so, like, you got to consider these things. And I love that about him.
Love him.
Yeah. Amazing. What about you? What's on your mind?
Yeah. My favorite piece of advice, and it's, I think about it every day. Like, I think about it all the time. It's from Shanae Alexander. You listen to Shanae on the Press Send podcast. We love you, Shanae. It's funny because it's like this little thing that she said, but like I think about it all the time. Yeah. So I wrote down her direct quote because I didn't want to
what's that? Fuck it up.
Well, I didn't want to fuck it up. I was going to use a nice word, but that's the truth.
That's essentially it.
She said, you're on your own path. You may not feel like that, but you are. And the more that you strong arm yourself to figure out what you're supposed to be doing and finding out the answer, you're going to box yourself into things that you don't really want to be doing. And I'm not saying just fly by the seat of your pants and don't try. Try shit. Try a lot of things. And the thing is that you have a very small vision of your life. You have a very small worldview for what your path looks like. And I'm glad it's not up to us. I'm really glad that our path and our timeline is not really up to us, because the universe or God or fate or whatever your system of belief is, it is way better than what you can dream.
Oh my gosh.
And like that, I was like,
screamed at the top of my lungs.
Holy crap. Like, the life that I can envision for myself is not really as incredible and rich as the life that is planned for me.
Yes.
And like, yes. Putting yes. that, and I personally needed that perspective. Like, because
yeah.
I have a lot of goals. I have really big dreams. I always have. And it's wonderful to know, to have the belief in that even all of that amazing stuff that I can dream for myself, it's going to be even fucking better than
that. It's going to be better than that.
And no, it's really helpful in the moments that feel really shit.
Yes. 100%.
Coming back to that.
Obsessed with you, Shanae.
Obsessed. We love you. Obsessed with
screaming,
you.
Screaming. 100% you. I love that. And I also think we talk about, like, you can only connect the dots by looking backwards. People have said that quote. We've talked about it. Markella said it on episode 2. But it all comes back to, like, in the moment, you're not going to feel these things. But having that layer of perspective and also knowing, like, even now, like, the dreams that we have, that's probably still playing small. Because we don't have that whole scope of things, you know? We just keep on keeping on. But my goodness, love that.
Love that. So I have one more question for you, Brenda. And then I think we should read a couple of the things that some of our guests have said. I put together a little But what have been, we asked two questions to every single guest that comes on. Every guest gets one or the other. If you're in your 20s still, we ask, what has been one resource that has helped guide you through your 20s thus far? And if you're out of your 20s, 30 and above, your question is, if you could tell your 20-year-old self one thing, what would it be? We always end the podcast with one of those questions. So Brenda, because we're still in our 20s and we can't look back yet and give ourselves advice, what have been some resources that have helped guide you through your 20s thus far?
Yeah, awesome. I don't want to be boring because I feel like I talk about these things already, but they're authentic.
I'm sure we've named
you
them
definitely
before, but here's a little
them.
Nice concise
here's a little nice
list.
Thing. Yes. I think I've learned how to use exercise in a way that's productive for my mental health, right? So love it for all other reasons too, but for my mental health. And the reason I say that is because I really didn't exercise much before my 20s at all. Started not in the best path and the best intention and way, but I found a really beautiful place to use it in such an empowering type of way, and it really, really has helped me a lot. I've been in moments where I'm like, that person's lying, they just want to change their body, that's it, there's no mental benefit to exercise. I've had every one of those thoughts, but it really, really does have that. It's like created such a mental toughness for me, and that is for sure one of them. Meditation too. So I think in the past, maybe not on this podcast, but in general, I've been like, yeah, I try to meditate, and was really not feeling it or didn't feel empowered by it and felt honestly bad at it, quote unquote. You see that, quote unquote.
Oh, they can see it now.
They
wow.
could see
we do
it.
That a lot.
We do that all the time. But now I feel like I've really just like given into or accepted, surrendered, whatever, to like people's minds wander. It's not just my own. It happens. But how can I do the best to like show up for myself in this moment and be present and find calmness and peace and groundedness in this moment to set my day up for success? Because my mind wanders throughout the day all the time. So that's definitely been great. And also accepting the guided meditation piece. For me, I don't know why I had this idea that you had to sit in silence forever, but I've just been like, whatever works for me, that's a huge key. Accepting that what works for me is different from what may work for someone else. Yeah. And just like normalizing different experiences has been huge. And then I know we talked about this already, but this podcast for sure. Like, and it's not just because I'm looking for us to grow, even though I am, because I love our podcast. But I just really feel that this is a primary example of why having these conversations help us grow and help us understand things. Like, even we come in here sometimes with a topic and we're like, I don't really know where this is going to end up.
Yeah. But which I love. It. Like, yeah. Sometimes you need to talk through it. Sometimes, like, I feel like most of the time we come in and not knowing what our opinion really is, and then like figuring it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it just holds so true to, I feel like we come on here and we have our hearts ready, we have our minds ready to run and race with whatever we talk about, and we just like pour it all out here. And even when an episode ends, I'm like, was that good?
What did we say?
it just feels really aligned for and authentic to our friendship. And
I think that we feel that way a lot. Almost every time after we run into a solo, we're like, was that any good? Because we are just figuring it out with you guys. Like, yeah. I think the biggest thing is that we know that we don't have the answers. We can like give advice that works for us or has been working for us. But like, that's why we started this podcast, because we need help figuring it out.
Yeah.
And like, we need each other for that. We need our guests for that. We need you guys for that. And like, we're just figuring it out. And like, that's what we come on here to do, so that you guys can feel less alone in figuring it out too. So
yeah, for sure. And I think vulnerability comes along with that, which is my last thing that I'll say is,
can't have an episode without throwing that word out there.
We can't. And the reason why is because I can't believe how I thought I was vulnerable in the past and I wasn't.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I think about,
and
like,
how much further I can go. Like, I recognize my barriers for sure.
Yeah. And it's so fascinating, because we say, oh, everybody puts up this front of wanting to have it all together. Yeah, we were one of these people. We sometimes still are. Yeah. But I feel like us coming on here and being like, I am really insecure about this, or I don't understand this, or this and that, it has only shown us the power of vulnerability and the power of being able to release shame and talk about it and everything. So
yeah. I love those.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Your turn.
Mine would be like my array of accents that I can do, and I just really love pulling them
out.
Does
that bring you groundedness?
Lots of joy. No, I'm kidding.
Nope, scratch that.
Besides my French accent,
no,
is not come today. Well, we have to introduce her to the YouTube. She has to say hello. She has to say bonjour. Bonjour to the YouTube.
And now bye.
Okay, Brenda hates her.
And now
Brenda hates Mademoiselle.
What's bye?
Au revoir.
Oh.
Hey, it's my French accent.
No.
My resources would be meditation for sure. Mm. The Daily Stoic. Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Mm. Both of Brené Brown's podcasts, Unlocking Us and Dare to Lead. Podcasts in general. And yeah, I think those would be like the biggest. Those are my biggest ones that have like really, really helped get me to where I am.
Love it. I feel like all of our OG listeners are like, yep, we could have named every single one of those,
you guys.
Yeah, we could have
named everyone.
Yeah. And it's
sorry,
guys. Community. That's one thing I was going to say for both of us is community.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to relate to like-minded people, which is what we're doing here. And then also, this I feel like is unique to something we haven't talked about, is like acting in service, I guess. And like, and you know, like doing things. I feel like leadership is really important to both of us. So like doing things that help others. Like, I know you don't talk about this, but you've helped people build podcasts and given them tips and like all the things, and I'm certain that's very validating for me.
Yeah.
Meeting with women on Wednesday nights and talking to them and helping them heal their
true.
All those things, so you know, I feel like that's really validating too.
And when I was listening back to the episodes to get, you know, some people's quotes and stuff, so many of the things that kept coming up when it came to the resource question were things like therapy, community, like you said, whether that's an online Facebook group or friends or family or YouTube people that you watch, like
YouTube.
Community was a big one. Therapy was a big one. Podcasts and books, you know, and there was so many of them. Like I'll put together a list of like all the books and the podcasts that people have mentioned, and we could post that for you guys.
Cute.
So you have like all the resources, but those were like the key things. The key things. And another one was not being afraid to ask for help. Whatever
love
capacity that.
That
is. Yeah. So this has been fun.
I
for
loved
our
it.
100th episode.
Happy 100 to you.
Happy 100 to you, Brenda. I wish I got you a cake.
Oh, same.
A dairy-free
cake.
Cake. But I thought we would leave it, let it go out by reading like a couple of the advice that people have given when we've asked them, if you could tell your 20-year-old self one thing, what would it be? I'll read a couple of them just so you can be on your merry way knowing some of these things.
Knowing some of the best tips we've received.
Some of the best ones. I mean, they're all amazing, and would read every single one if we had the time, but we have 10 minutes left at maximum.
We got Starbucks coming.
Thank you, Haley. Our Starbucks delivery person, our assistant.
Our assistant, Haley.
So one of them, this one was for my dad, actually, from episode 2.
I was going to name him as a resource. Continue.
Oh, yeah. He's the best resource. His was really try to hone into and tune into your authentic self. Follow your bliss. Follow your dream. Don't let people say you can't do this. If you don't have the backing you need, find a way. Find a way. Now's the time to do it. Being in congruence with who you really are is such a liberating way to live your life, because really, it doesn't matter what other people think. It may matter in a particular instance, but there's a whole world out there.
Oh my gosh.
For my dad, episode 6.
God told you, so wise.
So hone into your authentic self, follow your bliss, follow your dreams. We love it. We love it. Let's see who's next. Who's next? This is from Ariel.
Oh my gosh.
We love Ariel, episode 21. She said, my biggest teachers in my 20s were the experiences I went through and the people that were by my side. So take a chance, do the thing, and learn from it. It could be miserable. It could totally not work out, or it could change your life. Start the podcast, do the business, take the course, go back to school, change your career, get married, follow the boyfriend, don't follow the boyfriend. Every experience, you're going to learn something and grow from that. And that's how you get to the other side. Every experience is going to be a teacher. So do the damn thing and just get back up when you fail, because inevitably you will.
I'm like getting emotional.
I know, I have chills. So that's Ariel, episode 21. Let's see who's next. Daryl Stinson, who we love from episode 41 and 42.
Love you, Daryl.
He shared a quote by Marianne Williamson for his advice. And that quote is, our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure.
I'm like really getting emotional.
Brenna's gonna cry. You can see, because I always say Brenna's crying. Now you can actually see. This is from my friend Brittany Inge. I always say her last name wrong. Brittany Inge from episode 51. She said, I would tell 20-year-old Brittany to remember that the moment she is inside of will not define her whole life. Your life is bigger than the moment that you're inside of. So often we're dealing with things and we can only see what's right in front of us and we think that's gonna be it. We get so consumed. But I wish someone had told me, this moment, this season, it's a thing, but it's going to pass and it's not going to define your life.
Holy shit.
Brittany. I know, we have so many good ones. Can I do a couple?
Do like all of
Brenna's
them.
Brenna's loving it. This is Pam Christensen, episode 52. She said, don't worry what anyone else thinks. Do you. Find who you are. If you don't know who you are and you can't figure it out, just keep going. It'll happen, so don't give up on it. So don't worry about what anyone else thinks about you, because chances are is that they're focused on themselves anyway, not on you, even though it feels like they are. Which I love, which we always say. We're always worried about what everybody else is thinking about us. But the truth is, they're just too busy thinking about themselves,
so
bro.
Don't worry, babe.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you,
Pam. So this is from Robert DeSena, episode 53, who, such a wise man. He said, all the wisdom that I can impart to you is vocabulary. Anything I inherit to you, you have to cross that boundary into the world you have not yet experienced and turn that knowledge you're receiving into wisdom. And until you've had that experience, the words mean nothing. There's a boundary, and that boundary separates the world I know from the world I have not yet experienced. And the human journey, as frightening as it is to cross that boundary. It's why you leave home. It's entering a world you do not know, fraught with challenges and tragedy, but you have to cross the boundary. So the best advice I can give you is to take the courage to take the journey.
God, we got some awesome guests.
We have some cool guests. Jordan Syed, who we mentioned before, he said, go absolutely all in on what you love.
Oh.
Simple and powerful. David Richards. Jordan Syed was episode 54. David Richards, episode 70. The sooner you ask the tough questions, the sooner you can do the work to get to the beautiful answers. And I feel like that's everything we've been talking about before.
100%.
The sooner you do it, the sooner you can get to the beautiful answers. I love that. Paul Fishman, episode 72. Ah! Stop worrying about what people are going to think about you when you speak your truth. Yeah. Speak your truth, baby.
Speak your truth, baby.
Speak your truth. Babies. Lindsay Kite, this one's about body. Mm. Your happiness and your success in your life is not conditional on how you look. So just do it either way. Pursue exactly what you want to do. Put yourself out there and take risks, and that will pay off. Even if you don't look like what you thought you would, just go live your life. Mm. Lindsay Kite, episode 74. This is from Isabel from last episode, one half of Ivy Leeds. She said, don't listen too much to yourself or other people's perceptions or limiting beliefs. Mm. And trust that you have all the power within. So stop thinking. Do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
And Amy White from episode 68. I wanted to end with this one because it's simple and true. And I feel like it's the thing that we keep hearing over and over from every single guest. She said, it's all going to be okay and amazing.
Oh my goodness. That I'm like actually emotional about all of this because I cannot believe how much value these
how
people
much wisdom.
Have brought into our lives and how much we've learned and gained and grown, and I'm just so freaking grateful. And I just want to thank Julia, first of all, for putting all those amazing things together, but also just to say to anyone in this moment that feels alone or is struggling or doesn't see how things are going to get better or wants things to be different, like, we're here with you. We hear you. We understand you. We're here alongside you and want you to know that whatever experience you're going through, it will get better and it will be amazing, just like Amy said. And you have everything you need within you. And we're so happy just and lucky to be along this journey with you guys, and can't wait to bring you even more incredible guests. We have them all lined up, and I'm so grateful for this podcast.
I'm so grateful. Thank you guys. Thank you, Brenda.
From the bottom of our hearts.
And thanks for being here for our 100th episode. Thanks for being with us on this journey. We hope you continue to go on it with us. Share this podcast with your friends, with your family. Share it on your stories. It helps us, you know, make others feel less alone.
100%.
We want to build this community with you guys so that we can all be here together
figuring it all out, because nobody knows what they're doing in their
20s.
And you think they do and they don't.
They do.
So we are here for you. If you are not feeling enough today, know you are freaking enough.
You are. And please subscribe to us on our new channel on YouTube so you can watch us as well as listen to us. Subscribe to us there. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts if you aren't already. It would mean the world to us if you left us a little rating and a review and a positive comment on the YouTube.
Yes.
And
it's all the difference, you guys.
We're so excited and we're so grateful.
We're so grateful. Like unbelievably grateful.
We love you. We love you guys. And just remember, you're a 10 out of 10,
baby.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Mwah.
Thanks for listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together. Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring Twenties Podcast.
You get to start your week with us and end your week with us.
With love, Brenda and Julia.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.